Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Alex, your friendly neighborhood explainer of all things complex and nerdy.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the wait, what does that actually mean questions and keep Alex from going full robot mode. Today's episode is a big one. GPT-5.5 Cyber reaches the EU. What it means, 2026.
That's right. OpenAI just dropped a major upgrade for European cyber defenders. They're extending their GPT-5.5 cyber model, think of it like the hacker tool belt version of GPT, across Europe under the new EU Cyber Action Plan.
Okay, so before we get into the EU stuff, GPT-5.5 Cyber, is that like the evil twin of regular GPT-5.5?
Not evil, just more permissive. GPT-5.5 Cyber is a special flavor of GPT fine-tuned to help defenders do cybersecurity tasks, stuff like red teaming, penetration testing, malware analysis, and reverse engineering. Basically, it says yes to tasks that regular GPT would usually refuse for safety reasons.
So it's the difference between, sorry, I can't help you write that exploit, and oh, you're a verified defender running a pen test, here's what you need. Am I getting that right?
Exactly. The key here is authorized. This isn't open to everyone. It's locked behind a system called Trusted Access for Cyber, or TAC. You have to prove you're a legit defender to get in.
Got it. So this isn't Skynet handing out malware to anyone with an internet connection. What's this Trusted Access thing all about? Is it just another login? Because my password manager is already judging me.
I feel your pain. TAC is like a supercharged gatekeeper. Individuals need phishing-resistant authentication. Think hardware-backed keys, not just password 1234, and organizations have to prove they're using secure single sign-on. It's all about making sure only trusted users get the keys to the kingdom.
So if you're in, what can you actually do? Paint me a picture.
Picture a defender at a big EU energy company. They find a weird vulnerability and want to know if it's actually exploitable. With GPT-5.5 Cyber, they can ask it to write a proof-of-concept exploit, something the regular GPT would shut down. Or maybe they're analyzing suspicious malware, reverse-engineering a binary, or simulating attacks on their own systems. The model compresses hours of grunt work into minutes.
Wait, so you're telling me what used to take a human 12 hours, GPT-5.5 Cyber can do in, what, 10 minutes?
That's what the UK's AI Security Institute found in testing. And they're not easy to impress. Think Simon Cowell, but for AI security.
It's a no from me, GPT. But I have to ask, how dangerous is this? Like, is there any risk that someone sneaks past the gate and uses it for evil?
Great question. OpenAI's been super clear. GPT-5.5 Cyber sits in the high cybersecurity capability zone, but not critical. In plain English, it can help defenders a lot, but it can't autonomously create zero-day exploits for hardened systems or run wild with end-to-end attacks. And with TAC in place, there's a big paper trail and constant monitoring.
So the model's powerful, but it's not about to go full Mr. Robot. And if you try anything sketchy, there's a digital bouncer watching.
Exactly. And this isn't OpenAI's first rodeo with cyber-permissive models. They've been building up from GPT-5.2 and 5.4 Cyber. But this is the first time these tools are rolling out broadly to vetted defenders across Europe.
Okay, so why now? Why is OpenAI suddenly rolling out the red carpet for European defenders?
Two words, competitive sprint. Anthropic, OpenAI's biggest rival, is doing the same with their own model, Claude Mythos. The week OpenAI announced their EU plan, Anthropic gave the EU cybersecurity agency, ENISA, access to Mythos. Then they expanded to 150 organizations overnight. It's like an AI arms race, but with a lot more paperwork.
So it's less about can we do this and more about who gets to do it first and under whose rulebook.
Yup. For European CISOs, the big question is which trust framework to sign up for. OpenAI's TAC or Anthropic's Project Glasswing. Both models are powerful, both are heavily gated, and both are courting the same critical infrastructure players.
And just to be clear, this isn't for the general public. No, click here to download your personal cyber AI.
Correct. It's a limited preview, focused on vetted defenders at businesses, governments, and EU institutions. Folks responsible for keeping the power grid and water plants safe, not your average home Wi-Fi warrior.
So bottom line, GPT-5.5 Cyber in the EU is more of a policy power play than a shiny new toy. It's about who can use these tools and how safely.
perfect summary, Jamie. The future of cyber AI in Europe isn't about open access. It's about strong capabilities fenced off by trust, identity, and accountability. And as both OpenAI and Anthropic race to sign up defenders, it's a good time to be a CISO and a bad time to lose your hardware key.
Or your password sticky note. Not that I have one.
Sure, Jamie. On that note, thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. If you liked this episode, smash that subscribe button and send us your questions for next time.
And as always, stay nerdy, stay safe, and keep your passwords weirder than your Wi-Fi names. See you next time.
See you, everyone.